Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. Today, I want to talk about a success story. I often share things to avoid, things to not do, mistakes that others have made, and mistakes that I have lived through myself as well. But today, I want to shift that script a bit and talk about good things. Talk about a success story that you can definitely learn a lot from, especially if you are in the early stages of growing your digital product business, if you are thinking about getting started, and if you're trying to understand like what would be that starting point. So I want to share a client story of how she got to successful digital product sales. She's making several thousand per month, and most of that is happening somewhat passively. When I talk about passive income, I'm always slowing down in terms of calling it all fully passive, because it does take the upfront work. It does take ongoing marketing in terms of like showing up in the socials and actually showing up for your audience. In some cases, it would also be email marketing, but this client isn't even using email marketing just yet. It's all social media based. And I want to specifically talk about her setup and how she approached this whole project. So we actually got started with a different project, with a different idea around maybe 2 years ago. It's actually been quite a while. And back then, she was really interested in getting started with Kajabi. She wanted to build, you know, the space there, have the products there, build everything related, the emails, the funnels, all the shenanigans that come with it. And she was already coming from a very experienced business background. She already had a product and offers that were meshing well with her clients. So she knew that there is, you know, there is some way to go there. And she was coming into this very confident. And that is one of the reasons why I was also like very excited to get started on that initial plan to go for Kajabi, you know, to just do all the setup, set up the products right away. We didn't put that much of like strategy or thought work in it at first, because again, for me specifically, it was more about like her confidence, like she knew what she's doing. So I'm just there to support her with specifically like the backend, the setup and everything related. So soon after that, actually, the way I was supporting her shifted. She, once we did the Kajabi setup, she kind of decided to put it on pause and focus on some other aspects of her business. And she wanted some further support from me regarding that. And what she wanted to do, she basically had an audience that wanted her experience, they wanted her knowledge, but she didn't have those systems put in place just yet on how to deliver it all. And she's a very like fast forward thinking kind of a woman. She really likes to just get things done, right? And at some point we just realized that continuing with Kajabi at this stage and with this specific project, it just doesn't seem that good of a fit. And actually she started it all herself. She started a stand store, and this was a bit of different business, like a bit of a different direction. It wasn't like a completely the same project, but she started her own stand store and she started selling some digital products. Now, one thing I actually want to emphasize here, and this is also something we discussed like just now, when it comes to products, we often think about complicated, very thorough, in-depth offers. And especially when it comes to things like PDF guides and so on, people don't really consider that as much anymore, but it can be just as valuable of a digital product as many other things. And in my experience, especially if you're thinking about doing something like PDF guide, it can be even better. Like you can take it to the next level if you just add a simple video. It doesn't have to be a whole production team. It doesn't have to be months of filming. The scripts, the editing, everything related. You don't have to design all the slides. Create a PDF guide, and you can even just record the same PDF guide with like a talking head video where you actually walk your audience through what is shared in this guide. If you are sharing or if you're thinking about sharing some written guides, having that additional video interaction is just such a nice next step to consider, and it can change so much for your offers. But anyhow, circling a bit back. So what she started doing, she started sharing some simple PDFs. And honestly, she wasn't even at that stage, she wasn't even designing them. Again, she just had the audience, she knew what the audience wants, and she just wanted to be pushing them out. Now, eventually, it took us like 2 to 3 months when she came back to me and she said, you know, I want these designed nicely, so let's just revamp them. So originally, she started by selling just like Google Documents, basically. You know, there was some slight branding or some slight design elements, but ultimately, she just wrote the text and shared the material. Then eventually we started designing these PDFs. We started designing PDFs a bit later down the line. We also started adding more to these StandStore pages. So one thing with StandStore, and I have talked about StandStore in another episode as well, if you're interested in like some pros and cons. One thing about StandStore is that yes, it's very simple, it's very easy to get started with, but it's also a limiting. So I would say that if you have a simple product that you just want to start selling, StandStore is amazing to start with because it's just so simple. You don't have that learning curve of actually figuring out how to set up a platform, how to design a landing page, how to connect everything. But at the same time, when it comes to designing landing pages specifically or designing checkouts, StandStore is incredibly simple. So it's a bonus and it's also a con, right? So when it comes to incredibly simple, you just have a text space and you can put the text in, you can put the images in, but that's about it. Like you can do some formatting, right? But ultimately, the checkout is extremely simple. And one thing that we were doing, which also many other creators on StandStore are doing, we designed a graphic that we are using as a landing page. Now, there are pros and cons to this, and I don't fully love this direction, but again, it's a simple, fast thing to do. So we designed basically a landing page as a graphic that we put there in the checkout as an image. Now, the downside of this is that it has no SEO juice whatsoever. You are not attracting any search engine attention at all because it's all just an image. There's no text for search engines to find on your page, right? But if you already have an audience or if you are working specifically with social media or you have email marketing that you're growing or anything else alike, and you already know that there are people out there, then doing this might as well be the way to go because it's just quick, it's simple, it's fast. And this is one of those things that I really wanted to share today, is how my client, she was really moving based on demand. She didn't build out that whole ordeal before she saw that every smallest step is working. So she initially, we started on Kajabi, but it was a bit of a different project that she kind of dished out together. But then this specific project, this specific idea, it was happening on Stan. So she did a simple setup. She initially did simple PDFs, like literally documents. She started selling them. She started seeing the traction. So people were actually buying the product. We upgraded the PDFs. We upgraded the material. Now we're actually planning to soon add some videos to these PDFs as well. So we're up-leveling that experience as well. And if right now those PDFs are like $30, then the next step is for them to, you know, maybe be $40, $60. The price can increase along with the video, along with some additional materials, maybe additional bonuses and so on. But it's not something that we jumped in right away. She was literally testing it all step by step. Now, the same for the StandStore setup for the checkout. She started by just having that text in the checkout, right? Then I designed these landing page graphics that we are using. And now just recently, we discussed actually moving all of this to Kajabi as well, but in a bit of a different sense. So ultimately, Another thing that we are currently working on, and which is something that she has had this specific direction of business running for, I would say successfully at least 6-ish months from this moment, maybe a bit longer. And now we are also realizing that we will be adding the email flows. And email marketing is something that generally I would suggest having in place like right away. But again, for her, it just wasn't her focus. She's building like several different businesses, several different things. She just wasn't really considering that at first. But now we're going to be adding that as well. So we're adding to that user experience bit by bit, by testing, by seeing what works. And also I mentioned that we might move a lot of this to Kajabi. And this is another part of that journey. We might not, right? I think we will, but we might not. But the thing is that we will test out everything that Stan is offering specifically for her audience. How is it working? How is everything, you know, working together with the emails, with the order bumps and everything related? And then if we feel like there's need for that next step, we're gonna take that next step. And I think this is really the core, and in again, I have to say it is one of the biggest mistakes. Like I often talk about mistakes, but I have to reference that as well now. It is one of the biggest mistakes that many creators choose to jump right in, full speed ahead, do all the things right away. But then there is no traction. Then you still spend months and months and months growing your audience. You still spend months growing your social media. It's important that you can find that minimum viable product. It's important that you can find the simplest, most seamless way to start showing up for your audience. Because honestly, that will make all the difference. Once you start bit by bit and people see what you have to offer, you see that traction. Now you also have more money to invest. Because by selling the product, you're making the money. You're not just investing in a platform. This is such a huge deal, especially when it comes to Kajabi. Kajabi is expensive, and there are many other platforms that are also expensive. If you're paying a platform $100 per month, the least you need to do, this is the least you need to do, you need to make that money back. If you're not making that money back, like within the first month, your setup is too complex. You are jumping too far ahead in your own journey. And one can discuss a lot. For example, many people want to start with, let's say, Kajabi because that is their ultimate goal. You may want to have everything in one place. So you start by being there, right? Because you don't want to move. You don't want to move your audience. You don't want to move your product. Which I understand, okay? That can be a hustle. But in reality, it rarely happens so that everything that you have imagined will be smooth sailing and it will be as fast as you imagine, okay? You might think that now this month you will set up your Kajabi, your product, your offers. Next month you'll start making money. Yes, maybe if you already have an audience, if they're excited, if they're ready to buy, yes, that can be true for you. But if you are somewhat new in this whole thing, if you haven't really sold anything just yet, if you don't have that big of an audience or they haven't been that warmed up to you just yet, you may be looking at a slow start, which is perfectly normal. It's perfectly fine. And by slow start, I mean it can be 3 months, it can be 6 months, it can be a year. So is it actually worthwhile for you to now be spending a year without making money back just because within that year you think that you will not be able to move everything? I actually recently recorded episode about platform hopping. So there's definitely a difference between platform hopping and just changing platforms just because, and changing platforms because it makes sense for you, right? Right now I'm really talking about that second part of this where as you are growing, as it makes sense, as you're making money, you then see that you might need to make that next step. And as our next step, Kajabi might not actually be the best way to go. Because if she continues with everything on Stan, and if it's going well, if she's making the money, if you're like improving, if you're focusing, let's say, on the email flows, we're focusing on the email marketing side of things. She's focusing on social media side of things. There are many ways to scale. There are many ways to grow. And in this specific case, like, she might actually decide to not actually move. It just wouldn't make sense if everything is going well, right? So I really just want to inspire you to take things slow. And I know that it's exciting to kind of just get everything done and get everything pretty and nice. And I really do like when people actually approach that way. You know, if you are going into building business mindfully and you really want like a nice landing page, nice product, and you want everything pretty and set up and all the sequences and automations, like everything is there, and you're just the type of person who really wants to get it done before you can jump in it, you know, just go for it. Like, obviously, if that's what you would prefer, if you wouldn't feel happy like selling products from Stand Store or something, just go for it. I do love pretty spaces. I build them. I work with that all the time, right? One of the things that I do is helping you to improve your user experiences. So that is my bread and butter at the end of the day. But it's also important to be realistic, to give yourself time. And also when it comes to investing or having big platforms, any more in-depth and bigger platforms like Kajabi, they will require more of your time. They will require more of your upkeep, more of your time before you can get started, right? There's a lot more just going on. And I would just really invite you to consider, is this the stage right now where it makes sense for you? And the answer will really, really depend. I'm not saying you're not in that place. You might as well be. Maybe you really just want to skip ahead and do all the things right away because that's just the way you want to go. It's perfectly fine. But if you are just getting started and if you are trying to find sustainable and like kind of the best way to go about this, I would definitely suggest starting step by step, testing things out, seeing what works and what doesn't, and taking it from there. Now, that's all based from me for this episode. I would definitely invite you to reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab to let me know if you have heard this episode, what are your thoughts, what is your current stage of business. I have to say that for quite some time, I wasn't really all that active on Instagram and I kept mentioning it in these episodes. And then I realized that I actually keep checking it because I don't have any notifications. So I kind of have to keep checking it just to make sure I'm not missing anything. And yeah, I definitely had some messages missed, but I'm getting way better at that. Now I'm a lot more mindful about the fact that I actually have to check in with that. So I'm doing that regularly. I love to hear from you. I love to hear your questions, your suggestions for any other episode, and just your thoughts about these episodes as well. Now, that will be it from me for today, and I hope to see you in the next episode.